Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 25th of September. When it comes to politics, markets care about policy and policy details. Voters are more driven by emotion. Policy rarely changes election outcomes. In the current global political climate, economic nationalism is both a policy and an emotional issue. Economic nationalism is a focused form of prejudice politics, using foreigners as a scapegoat for domestic economic problems or for fears about the future. It's a rising trend around the world. At a campaign speech yesterday, former US President Trump offered a concept of a trade plan by pledging to bring back manufacturing jobs to the United States through a combination of tax cuts for companies and tax increases for US consumers in the form of trade tariffs. Leaving aside the question of who would do those jobs at a time when the US is at or near full employment, the question is how markets should interpret this. The setting was clearly about the election, and so should be considered emotional. Investors have tended to regard Trump's trade tax proposals as being purely emotional, rather than serious policy, because the likely economic damage to the United States would be so significant. If this viewpoint were to change, and the tariff ideas were to be thought of as policy proposals, there would likely be more of a market reaction. The overlap of politics and economics will also be apparent with the publication of the OECD's Interim Economic Outlook today. This is mainly political, because politicians will seize on the forecasts and use them to attempt to score political points against their opponents. Whether voters actually care what the OECD thinks might happen to highly abstract and indeed unreliably old-fashioned concepts like GDP is a very different question. Financial markets almost certainly will not care about any of this. The OECD does not have any particular insight that is not already known to the legions of market economists. It may have more insight than the views of some of the amateur economists on trading floors. The nature of the OECD's publication process, which is more cumbersome than that of the private sector, means that the views published today will have been reflected in market pricing some time ago. In Sweden, the Riksbank meets. The Riksbank is, of course, the central bank that launched the global easing cycle, and it's expected to cut rates again today. This is not now something that markets will be especially excited about. Investors were excited about the first cut because it was a suitably sensational moment. Now, the Riksbank is just one of a crowd. The expectation is for a quarter point rate reduction. Other central banks have to be content with just providing speakers rather than policy decisions. The Bank of England and the US Federal Reserve both have speakers on the calendar. The US is also releasing new home sales data for August, not a tier one data release perhaps, but something that will be worth keeping an eye on in the coming months to see whether the effects of an interest rate easing start to loosen the US housing market. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.